have a very special guest who's with me live in the studio here today, who wants to stress and talk about the importance of outreach, whether you're helping your neighbor or in our case that we've been doing lately, helping people in other parts of the world. It has a really interesting story and how your skill set can take you and the rewards to make whatever cause it is that you're pursuing. It really becomes larger than yourself after a while. And I'm so honored to be joined by Vince Badessa, who was with me here in the RNJ studios this morning. Vince, good morning. It's so good to have you come by today.
Good morning, Bert. Thank you for having us. I guess we're here to talk about our recent trip to Africa to deliver medical supplies donated by Hackettstown Hospital. But before we get to that, I just want to say how I got here was that a long time ago, I had a pastor at St. Lucie's who told me that if you want to do good, if you want to be happy in life, make whatever you do larger than yourself. And I tried to do that when we built Parkwood Logistics. We started in Mount Olive about 2 years ago. By the way, Hackettstown and Mount Olive are two very excellent places to do business. And, if you have a problem, they reach out and try to help you. And we have a missionary group called Comboni Missionaries in Africa. They've been in Africa for, I don't know, maybe 40 or 50 years. And our pastor in St. Lucie's is from Uganda and from a little village with no power or running water. And for the most part, very self-sufficient, living off the land. But they had a problem. They have a health center and they needed these medical supplies immediately. And not only did they need it, but they needed someone to make the 36-hour journey to get there, okay, and to deliver the supplies. So I guess my first challenge was, where do I get these supplies? And I called our councilman, Greg Stewart, and he was so helpful and immediately reached out to Lisa DiMaselli from Atlantic Health, Hackettstown Hospital, and they arranged for our supplies. So that was the most difficult part, getting the supplies. And then we had to make this long journey. It took 3 days basically to get to the final destination. We spent one day in the field in these remote area. But I tell you, in life, the mission changes. Okay, we went there to deliver medical supplies, and we ended up in a strange way, learning from these folks who lived off the land, who were very healthy, okay? And it does say something for natural foods and, stuff like that, that food is, important part of our health. So for the most part, we got there, but we found that the mission changed and that, we saw there were other needs in terms of employment, businesses, and so education is a big thing. So we came back with an appreciation of, our lives and what we have here. And sometimes we take for granted.
Yeah, it gives you a different view of everyday life and what your world is like. And then you see how other people on the planet and how little they have and how much they can make out of how little they have. And I'm sure, like you had mentioned about, you left the United States with a mission in mind. And then when you got there, the approach and the mission, as you said, changed. There were different needs. And it was did it differ a lot from what you took off anticipating when you arrived?
Well, I'll make a comparison. Mm-hmm. About 20 years ago, my wife and I adopted an infant from Siberia, Russia. And when you go to these orphanages, it's sad, but it's happy. You're bringing a little one home. But when you leave that orphanage, you have to come back. Okay, just like so. My wife and I, 3 years later, went back again. And these are these were milestones for me so that I could make a mission to Africa, because this is not meant for everyone. I tell you, we traveled, 12 hours on paved and unpaved roads. We went through police stops with rifles and all kinds of stuff. But you know what? We were engaged. We were ready. We looked the part as being, people who were in the field of you know, service.
You had a humanitarian purpose, yes, and I think they recognize that.
So people, they sort of saw from our medic patches and the things we carried that we were a force. We were there to help them. So no one really, no one really gave us any trouble. We were well received. So, listen, I have to thank a lot of people for actually this. It takes an army to do something like this. But I don't want to, you know, I know we have a limited time, but I want to introduce Steve, who works for me at Parco Logistics, who went on the mission trip with me. Mm-hmm. This was his first trip outside the country. He had to drive to Buffalo, New York to get a passport, an emergency passport to come. He did amazing things just to get on. So I don't want to take any more time, so I'm going to put Steve on with a couple words because we have now a next mission, okay? And what we're going to be doing in this little village is establishing a vocational school so that they could be self-supporting. And if you go on our website, pw-lc.com, again, pw-lc.com, you can find out how to get involved. But here is Steve.
All right. Vince, thank you. And Steve, thank you. Good morning to you, and thank you for coming by. There's another trip now that is in the works, and you have some details about the next one that's being planned?
Yes, sir. So my name's Steve. I just want to say a couple words. One of the best and most sustainable gifts you can give to someone is the ability to be self-sufficient. Our vision is to be able to provide educational opportunities to the people of the village of Aurora in order to promote self-efficiency and tackle the cycle of poverty in this community. If you want to join our cause, our website is pw-lc.com.
Thank excellent. You. Excellent. Good stuff. Vince, why don't you step back up there, too? And again, another shout out to Greg Stewart, a councilman in Mount Olive, and Lisa DiMicelli, a great friend of ours here at RNJ. She hosts her own monthly program, too. She's the manager of donor relations at Hackettstown Medical Center. And we'll put up some pictures up, I guess, prior to your departure and then when you got to your destination, Vince. Thank you for providing us with a couple pictures. We'll be sure to share those on our social media. But maybe you can help me with the obstacle of just making the impression to people about how great it is to give. I feel so good when I give. They say for a while there that giving is the new getting. People don't realize that when you give, in one way or another, you get it back 100 times. And I have a difficult time, Vince, trying to convey that thought to people. How does it work for you?
Well, and this was told to me and proven in my own experience by my pastor, is that when you make your situation larger than yourself, believe it or not, the angels work overtime. Okay, you can mm-hmm. overcome so many obstacles, and you get 10 times back what you put into it. But you know, again, you don't have to go to Africa to serve your community. You could do it right in your neighborhood. There's so much need out there, and there's so many people who maybe are a little sad, a little down. They don't know how to get out of a little rut, you know. And so this is a good opportunity to just reach out to someone who doesn't expect the help and just give. I tell you, there was a great book that I read, which I keep on reading. It's over 100 years old. It's called As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. It's a definite read, especially if you're going through some tough times. And I know it helped me a lot, and I'll just leave that with you. We do a lot of things in my companies, and we talk about giving. We have employees that have disabilities that we've gone to perform special training. We have a lady with a hearing impairment that works for us. We brought in special trainers with sign language to train her. We have someone with autism working for us. We try to, anytime you do these things, okay, you'd be surprised. The mission changes, okay, yeah. Like I said. Mm-hmm. And you realize you're so glad you did it, and then there's an impact to you that you would never sort of think would happen.
Yeah, very true. Well, bless you on this mission. I'm glad you're back safely. I know it's in the works to return again. Before you guys go, Vince or Steve, you want to give that website one more time? Do you have that information? Sure.
Yeah, so the next project is to to establish a vocational center in this this little village, you can go to our website, pw-lc.com. Yes, it does going to cost some money to do this, but for the most part, I think we can manage this, and we'll go back again probably Thanksgiving time.
Okay.
If there are any donors who are interested in joining the cause, even want to get a little bit more involved and maybe have an interest in actually going with us, we definitely would communicate and have a discussion. But it's pw-lc.com, and I'm Vince Bedessa. And if you park with logistics, one of our staff, we have 50 people, one of our staff will get you in touch with me.